Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is The Man Despised and Rejected.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his hometown and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. Today's gospel has a real Lenten feel to it. We hear faint echoes of Isaiah's suffering servant in this vignette of Jesus' homecoming. "For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account." Nazareth is not impressed by the return of Jesus. The carpenter's son has now become a great teacher. "Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. What about us? Do we take offense at Jesus? To be honest, we can be just as scornful of Jesus as this hometown crowd. Remember what Jesus told his disciples. "He who welcomes you welcomes me, and he who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." How many times do we not welcome, and therefore reject, not only the stranger, the other, but those close to us, our family, our work colleagues, the members of our religious community, by not acknowledging their personhood and their dignity? We do it in such subtle ways: a thoughtless gesture, a lack of courtesy and graciousness, an unkind word, choosing to criticize rather than affirm, being insensitive to the feelings of others, or worse. We fail to notice it when we engage in these rejections, but wow, when it happens to us, we notice it and wince. Let us welcome Jesus in our brothers and sisters, and so allow him to work many deeds of power for us.